More seniors are staying employed as our population ages. We want to work with employers to tap on the experience and wisdom of seniors who are able and wish to continue working. In the immediate term, I will extend the Senior Employment Credit, or SEC, by 1 year to end 2026. This will provide wage offsets for employers who hire Singaporean seniors aged 60 and above and earning less than $4,000 a month. In line with the increase in the re-employment age, I will raise the qualifying age for the highest SEC wage support tier to 69 years old from 68 years old today. The government will reimburse companies up to 7% of the wages that they pay to workers aged 69 and above. Later this year, MUM will convene a tripartite work group on senior employment. The work group will undertake a holistic and longer-term review of senior employment policies to improve the employability of seniors and increase the availability of jobs that better suit their needs. In line with the recommendations of the tripartite work group on older workers, we will proceed with the next step of planned CPF contribution rate increases for senior workers. We will increase the CPF contribution rates for those aged above 55 to 65 by 1.5 percentage points in 2026. We will also continue to provide the CPF transition offset to employers for another year to cover half of the increase in employer contributions for 2026. With this move, senior workers can build up their retirement savings and businesses will get continued support from the government to cushion the impact on business costs.